At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a Thursday night, your Texas Rangers. And I'll tell you what, I'm pulling up text messages from yesterday that I didn't realize. I guess I had people, you know, busting my chops over this Texas Rangers team, because look, I do owe them a slight, and I will say a slight reprieve right now, because I did say that we would be bidding adieu to their 2025 Major League Baseball season, but we're not there just yet. This team is very much alive and in the thick of a playoff race, but we've got a lot to get to on this Thursday night. We've got NFL football to get to, so much, but let's just get this thing rocking and rolling right now. Let's get the intros out of the way. You guys know who I am. I am Fred Davis. A gentleman to my right is the phenom himself, the one, the only. And that title, again, you'll always be the phenom to me. Better. However, you will have to relinquish that crown, which, you know what? That's fine. That's fine.
We're growing out of our rookie season.
You are a veteran at this point, all right? You are the SGA of
no more rookie season.
The fan. No. The hype is, we're done with the hype. Yeah. Like, my man delivers on a night in, night out basis, the one, the only. If you're the prize department, you know him as Dave. We know him as Blake Elliott.
Hola, amigos and amigas. Tickets, I did not get my tickets, I did get an email from Miss Kim,
okay,
who said send your email.
Yeah, so right.
Send the tickets,
okay,
and good. I did it immediately.
I did too.
Okay. For some reason, we have high school football on our top right screen. Is this a? You're my high school representative. Is this a marquee game?
So it looks like that's a. Okay, so that's Space City. That's the Houston.
Why do we have a Houston TV high school show. Football game?
I'll tell you why. Because they were, I want to say, G-Bag was watching Houston and Toronto.
Oh,
is my guess. They were watching a little baseball from earlier in the day. That. And correct me if I'm wrong, Degenerate Jake. Which, by the way, Degenerate Jake, who is still the same Jake that we all know and love.
Same guy.
Except he's no longer, just like you're no longer the phenom. I mean, you're the phenom, but you're not.
It's not the tag.
You're not the reigning phenom anymore.
It kind of feels like a fifth grade graduation kind of thing, you know?
It absolutely
we're kind
is.
Of all just moving on
we
little by little.
Are.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So, new guy, Jake Ray. You've heard him on our show first. Let's make sure that is understood, okay?
For anyone trying to take him.
Don't get it twisted, okay?
New He's guy, not a UDFA.
New guy, Jake, is a Fan After Dark original, so let's make that clear. Riley Rax, stand up.
Yeah.
Okay? But he's not the new guy anymore.
No.
He's not the new guy anymore. And a couple weeks ago, we named him Degenerate Jake because he truly is a degenerate.
Trevor tried to rename him.
He did. And so that's where I was going with this. Have you ever heard the term degen?
Yeah. It's not nowhere near as good as degenerate, though.
I've never heard that word in my life.
I was going to say, I guess that's a younger person thing, even though you're younger than Trevor. So I don't know where it skipped you. But
it's got the same meaning. It's just, I think it's just a shorter version of degenerate.
Well, that's what our boy Trevor was saying.
He said he hears it all the time.
I mean, if you're going to go with the degenerate, I just got to go all the way, I feel like.
That's what I said.
Because D-gen is still a pretty long word.
We didn't know what D-gen.
When you shorten things up, it's to make it.
Degenerate. I mean, degenerate is a four-syllable word.
Yeah.
So scoring it home.
Speaking of.
So have you thought about the name David? Is that why you went with Blake? It's too long of a name? Or
high-level companies, do you notice they always do less than four syllables? Think about any high-level company you've ever known in your life. Apple. Google.
Nike.
Nike. Adidas.
What about Abercrombie and Fitch?
Well, they got A&F, right?
But they did.
A&F.
They were racist at a time. So just saying.
A&F, and a lot of people just call it Abercrombie. Like a lot of people, like I say, do you want to go to Abercrombie and Fitch to shop today? They're just going to say
that. Was my generation that said Abercrombie and Fitch.
Am I the only one who thought that American Eagle was shortened to Aerie? I thought that was the same thing.
A-E-R-O. Aero.
Well, I thought that Aerie and American Eagle were the same store.
Hmm. Huh. I had a store called Jimmy Jazz at the Arlington Parks Mall.
Yeah.
And when they implemented it, I was like, I'm finally going to have cool shoes. It was like the first place in the mall that wasn't a Foot Locker.
Okay.
That had like the cool people shoes. Now, I couldn't afford them because they were like $250 a shoe. But I just wanted to bring that up when we're talking about malls and brands. Could y'all think of any other brands that are more than four syllables? That are notable, that are high level ones.
You think about that real quick because I've got you two fantasy nerds and we got people chiming in already. I mean, this is what you guys do. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line, and we're just a handful of minutes away from Thursday night football kicking off. Somebody said, fantasy question, start Daniels, and this is prevalent or pertinent because he plays tonight, or Herbert?
Herbert, easy.
I think that's a no-brainer. I think you go with Herbert.
Yeah, it's definitely Herbert.
I mean,
you're playing against
the Raiders, but that offense can be, or that defense can be got.
And that defense can be got. Herbert balled out in week one. Jaden Daniels was not bad, but he was just okay. Didn't have to be great against the Giants, and they're playing a way better opponent.
And the Giants are not the Packers.
They're playing a way better opponent on a short week. Now
you can get away, and that's why, you know, maybe if this was week 10, week 11, you'd say, all right, you know, maybe there'd be a little more question mark, or, you know, you could argue both sides a little bit more fervently. But
you kind of have to go off week one.
Dude,
that's all we know.
But plus, guys are still relatively fresh.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I get it. You played Sunday, but I mean, you don't have the wear and tear yet that you will.
I'd play Herbert
later on in the year. I would too. I mean, look, he carved up Kansas City, and I don't think there's any question that he can carve up the Raiders as well.
I agree. Was there another one, or was that it?
Let's see. Here we go. Oh, Procter & Gamble.
But everybody calls that P&G. My mom used to work there. People do call it Procter & Gamble.
You mean Port Nature's Groves?
That's what I think of. But P&G is what it goes by. Like, they all have short
Johnson & Johnson. Everybody calls it Johnson & Johnson.
Now, that's a decent one. That's a decent one. But I wouldn't think of that as, it is a...
Are you a baby powder guy?
No.
No. What about baby oil?
No.
Okay.
Coconut oil. You're welcome.
That's a good poll.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson, I'll tell you, you know who else you do know Ball. Swears by coconut oil. Mm. Gabe Kapler.
I was going to say Gabe Davis. Bill's legend. Four tutties. UCF legend.
Maybe he does. But no, Gabe Kapler, the former Giants skipper, actually once did a blog post about the uses and benefits of coconut oil.
Speaking of the Giants, Cowboys and Giants injury report came out from today. I'll start with the New York Giants. We got Micah McFadden with the foot. He did not practice today. Also had their linebacker, Flanagan Fowles, who did not practice today with the calf. Wandale Robinson, the receiver for the Giants with the ankle, was limited in practice today. Darius Slayton, the receiver with the groin, was limited in practice today after he did not have an injury designation on Wednesday. So, not a good sign for the Giants that two of your receivers are banged up. The other receiver on the injury report is Malik Nabers with the back. He was limited on Wednesday. He was one of the only people on the practice report to be a full participant on Thursday. So they got three receivers banged up: Wandale, Slayton, and Nabers. Nabers was the full go today. Slayton and Wandale were limited. And then to finish off the Giants, Andrew Thomas, the O-lineman with the foot injury, did not practice Wednesday. Was limited in Thursday's practice. And for your Dallas Cowboys, Wanye Thomas with non-football related injury was not at practice today. I don't think that should be a problem. I think he should be ready for game time. Deron Bland, we know with the foot, is going to probably be out for a while. He's DNP, but let's be honest, he's not playing on Sunday.
Mitsubishi.
And then Malik. that's a decent one. How many cells is that?
Mitsubishi. Four.
Exactly four? Okay.
What about Oshkosh Bagosh?
Never heard of that.
You probably wore Oshkosh Bagosh as a child.
Probably not. Malik Hooker.
Ask Mama Kim. I promise you she put little Blake in some Oshkosh Bagosh
overalls. Maybe. I don't know what that is. Is it baby clothing?
It's toddler clothes, yes.
Why do you have toddler clothes on the top of your mind?
Somebody texted in, Oshkosh Bagosh. Text Mama Kim during the break and see if she put you in some Oshkosh Bagosh.
Malik Hooker with the foot injury was limited in Wednesday and Thursday practice. That's the only guy on the injury report that I'm a little wary of, but I think it's trending towards him playing. So your secondary is a little banged up with Bland out and Hooker and Wanya Thomas limited or not practicing today. So it's all for your Cowboys injury report and Giants. Definitely more wary on the Giants side. I think the Cowboys, outside of Ron Bland.
Yeah.
As far as week two, not too many concerning injury news.
Harley Davidson.
But a lot of people just call that Harley, man.
People still call it Harley Davidson.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing that people don't call it their longer names, but I think I saw some video about it, like helping it stick in your brain. There's a reason that these brands have short names because
I get that.
Easier to remember rather than some long pharmaceutical company. Super simple. Target, Ross, Chick-fil-A.
Ross is only one. Chick-fil-A. Well, Chick-fil-A's three. Chick-fil-A.
Popeyes. Burger King.
McDonald's. That's three.
I think we could go in marketing, Fred.
I mean, why not? Let's do it. I mean, while we're here, might as well.
Speaking of marketing, the Texas Rangers have been marketing themselves as the hottest baseball team. They can't stop winning. How far are we out from the wild card?
I'm looking that up right now. I'll tell you what, let's talk about not just that, but okay, now, in about an hour and a half, so obviously we've got the football game that's going to kick off here in about 5-10 minutes, but more importantly, you've got Seattle and the Angels. That first pitch is going down at 8:40 tonight. That's going to be on MLB Network. So your plan for tonight is simple. Fan After Dark on your radio or the Twitch or what's the other one we do? YouTube?
Dallas Fan Cam.
Or the Odyssey app, okay? Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have the football game on one TV.
I said Greystone Roofing.
Greystone Roofing. There's another one. That's four. And then your other one, you can have, maybe you have it on your phone, your tablet, your Surface, whatever,
Amazon
your
Echo.
Basement television. I don't know. MLB Network, because you're going to want to watch that Angels Mariners game.
Can I ask two questions?
Ask two.
Question one, I went to my former place of employment today.
And they didn't know who you were.
No, everyone knew who I was. To get a drink.
Listen to this guy.
Hang out at the bar up top.
By the way, you're two games out right now. Houston lost today. You are now two games behind Houston.
Let's go.
In the AL West.
Let's go. We can make it happen. We can make it happen, I believe.
In the wild card, you are now a game and a half out of the final spot. And if Seattle loses tonight, then you'll be a game out.
It's doable.
So you're, and look, I know what I said, but go back to what you were saying. You were at the restaurant and?
No, I was going to give you, Michael Beer put out a tweet that I wanted to give to you guys, but I can't find it.
What, a drill restaurant or what?
No, it's fine. Who's the pitching matchups against the Mets? That's what I was going to finish off the Rangers talk with.
Let's see.
I think it's Corbin.
Exactly.
Lats.
You've got DeGrom tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, a little Friday night action. DeGrom. So you've got a little, let's see here. Hold on.
I want to say Corbin's in there, and I want to say Jacob Ladd's is what I had saw, but I wanted to confirm that.
Let's see here. Dadgummit.
Can't pull it.
It's, I got it for you. I got it for you. Here we go. You will have DeGrom Day tomorrow, which, you know what? Look, I'm excited, but I'd love to see the bats come alive tomorrow. Because you're at the point now where you're only getting about 5 1/3 out of DeGrom. And DeGrom has been okay to good. And we'll leave it at that. Then you've got Corbin. Then you've got Lats over the next 3 days.
Yep.
So there's your Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And again, this is what it comes down to. This is the only reason I said this the other day, why I'm cautiously optimistic about this Ranger team, is we've seen this movie before. Mm-hmm. We've seen this chapter before. Now, I guess you could argue this movie's not over yet. This 2025 version's not over. But we've seen this chapter before where this team gets a game and a half. Hell, takes the final playoff spot, is in the final wild card spot for a day, maybe a day and a half, whatever it is. And then they go on a losing streak or lose 3 out of 4. look, we said a few weeks ago, and you, by the way, you're wearing a Harley Davidson shirt. How ironic is that? We said a few weeks ago that you were going to have to win for the month of September, as we were looking at the final week of August, you were going to have to win 2 out of 3 in every series. And, you know, dadgum, outside of that Arizona series, all right, you've been, I mean, this team has been rock solid. And you and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I'm not saying that Kevin Pillar was right, but I do think there might have been something to it. Whether that's relevant now or not is irrelevant, because now you've got, as you alluded to, one of the hottest teams in baseball. And more importantly, not having Evo, you still haven't lost. You haven't missed a beat. What you got?
Hey, a little update on the Mets pitchers. So we got a Tolo text in that said the Mets are pitching all rookies. And I can confirm their game one starter is Jonah Tong, rookie. Their game two starter is Brandon Sproat, rookie.
Mm.
And their game three starter, who's actually kind of, you know, climbed his way up in the rookie of the year poll. He's been balling. Nolan McClain. He's 4-1 this season.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And with a 1.42 ERA, also a rookie. So you're facing three youngins. Or rascals, you might say.
It's going to be youngins rascals. Versus youngins, man. Which rascals. Youngins can pull through?
Well, you mean as far as at the plate?
Yeah. Youngins for the Rangers, youngins for the Mets pitching staff.
Yeah, because you feel good about who you got. I mean, pitching-wise, now Corbin, you're a little... Corbin has... And the thing about Corbin is this. He is a grinder, right? Which is exactly what you went out and got him for, right? Now, two starts ago, what did he give you? 7-8 innings, looked rock solid. And then a couple starts ago, last start, he went out there and got bombed in the first inning. I'm trying to think, who was that against? Was that against the Astros? I think it was, where they gave up three home runs or whatever it was in the first inning. So, you know, but again, if he's hitting his spots, and then you do have DeGrom backed at New York.
Let's do it.
All right. And they say he likes playing in that weather, like playing in that environment. I would love to see an 8-inning one hit, two one earned runs, something crazy like that.
Apparently,
like
they're all righties as well, all right hand pitchers.
Hey, I'll take it. Just look.
If Evan Carter was here, he'd be able to stay in the lineup.
Last thing, and we'll get ready for a little Clarence Hill. I just want to see DeGrom go be dominant. And not to say that he hasn't been, but I'd like to see a vintage DeGrom performance that kind of catapults this thing as you continue to move forward and try to get this last playoff spot.
In case you missed Crosstalk at 7:40, we'll be previewing the Dallas Mavericks season as they're 25 days away from preseason basketball starting. 8 o'clock, we'll go around the NFL and give you all the latest stories. 8:20, of course, we'll be doing Fair or Foul. That is a new spot that Fair or Foul will be at every day, 8:20. 8:40, this is also a new spot that will be happening every day. Tolo's on the telephone, so it is on you guys that are listening. It'll probably be around halftime to call in, and we'll talk to you guys about your Cowboys questions and what you think about this Giants game coming up on Sunday.
Rangers action, too.
Little Rangers. At 9 o'clock, we'll give you some of that Cowboys audio from Dak and CD today, answer some more of your Rangers questions. 9:20, Fan After Dark will power rank the teams in the NFL. 9:40 will be extra credit. Of course, it's a Thursday. 10 o'clock, Fred Lines with Blake. No longer just the headlines. We got the Fred lines coming at 10 o'clock, top of the hour. 10:20, of course, you'll get top five.
And at 10:40,
we'll do the outro and give you our Twitter likes. But coming up next, All City Sports, DLLS. Clarence Hill will be joining us next to talk all things Cowboys and Giants on the Fan After Dark. What questions do you have ahead of Cowboys versus Giants on Sunday? We're going to be talking to Clarence Hill here in just a second to get his thoughts on everything. I ask you this, Fred Davis. We've got this Giants Commanders game on. As a Cowboys enthusiast, what did I say? Giants?
You said Giants. You got Giants on the brain.
Giants on the brain.
I get it.
Packers, Commanders. Who do we want to win as Cowboys enthusiasts?
You know, G-Bag asked that question too, and I was thinking about that while they were talking. You want the Commanders to win.
I agree.
You want the Commanders to win.
You want the best possible pick.
That's bottom line.
And the Packers being good in general, we already kind of knew that going into the season, so them having a good record won't throw anything off. The Commanders dominating you and keeping you out of the playoffs would affect you.
Absolutely. And I think this, too, is you can beat the Commanders. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, you should have beat them twice last year, right? So I would dare say we're pulling for the Washington Commanders in this game, but again, to your point, I'd rather see the Washington Commanders win tonight, and you know, let's see what the Green Bay Packers do. Let's also see what our boy Clarence Hill, who does he want to see win tonight's game? Jumping out to the D&M Leasing Hotline, longtime Cowboys scribe, one of the best in the biz when it comes to just talking all things pigskin. Mr. Hill, how are you on a Thursday night, and who do you like in tonight's matchup?
I'm well. I like Green Bay at home, of course. You know, it's going to be a good game. You know, we're going to see what Micah does against Jaden Daniels. But, yeah, I like Green Bay at home. But, yeah, it's going to be a good matchup. It's already been, you know, Green Bay not had to penalties look like they were moving pretty good. And I know they're in field goal range right now. And the quarterback looks like he's throwing the ball pretty well. But it's going to be a good game, a good Thursday night game. Have some fun and watch.
Clarence, what did you take from Micah's first game as a Packers in comparison to how the Dallas Cowboys got after the quarterback in the pass rushing category?
I mean, they missed Micah. There's no question about that. And Micah, you know, can rush the quarterback. And it's not just him, but you see what they did in when he was on the field and in the way they rushed the quarterback when he was on the field as a team, they did well rushing the quarterback. And so he's that type of impact. Certainly you like the Cowboys' young guys. I really would have liked for them to sign Javon Clowney, excuse me. Because you like the young guys, but let's, you know, add to that. You know, with a veteran guy is a good run stopper. You know, I tweeted earlier, if the Cowboys really believed that they were going to get rid of Michael Parsons way back in January when they signed Brian Schottenheimer, there's no way they let DeMarcus Lawrence go, right?
Yeah.
You don't let both of them go if you're really trying to win now. Because DeMarcus Lawrence, even with those young guys, would look good, you know, in this pass rush. But, yeah, the Cowboys had some decent numbers rushing the passer, but that, to me, was more about Jalen Hurts holding the ball than them really getting after the quarterback.
So definitely something to be said for that when you look at those percentages that they released this past week. That said, you mentioned, and of course the news today, Jadeveon Clowney left. And from what Brian Broaddus told us during G-Bag was that was Jadeveon's decision, right? That he wanted to look around. Are you kind of hearing the same thing as to what is the deal with Jadeveon?
It was interesting. First of all, Jadeveon don't sign for peanuts, okay? If you look at his contract, you know, he had a two-year $20 million deal last year with Carolina, even at age of 31.
Yeah.
He took on $12 million in 1 year. He's not signing for the minimum. You know, and so, yeah, the Cowboys may want to sign him, but what they want to sign him for? Secondly, it was interesting to me and you listen to Mike, not Mike McCarthy, but Brian Schottenheimer's comments when we asked him about Clowney, it looked like he was doing Clowney a favor. He kept talking about their relationship and how Clowney missed the game, and he was, you know, wanted to, you know, do something, you know, to, in the game. And it looked like they were, Clowney was using the Cowboys to drum up a market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let me talk to the Cowboys. Let that team know that other teams are interested in me. And so now, and he mentioned specifically that Clowney was their free agent, you know, and so he has options to sign with other teams. I think that was more about, in the end, Clowney trying to gauge the market, drum up a market, and see what he has.
Clarence Hill joining us here on the Fan After Dark, talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Clarence, when it comes to Deron Bland, we got the injury news not too long ago that it does not look good with the foot, that he might be out for a little bit of time. What are you hearing as far as maybe a timetable or when you think we may expect him, and what are his replacements looking like in Sunday's game?
Yeah, you know, it's at least 2 weeks right now. And, you know, again, the good news is it's not the same foot as it was a year ago. But he missed 10 games with a fractured foot a year ago. It was a left foot. This time it was a right foot. But it's not a good sign, and it's kind of ironical that Jerry used, you know, when he was negotiating with Micah Parsons, that you don't want to pay these guys because I always get hurt. And he just paid Bland, and now Bland's hurt. You know, and that's part of the game. That's why it was never a legitimate reason, never an excuse. So NFL game is a violent game. People get hurt. That's part of the game. That's why players need and should fight for guaranteed contracts, because that's all part of this business. But as far as this game Sunday, you know, Diggs is not ready for a full load. So it's an acute situation for the Cowboys. You know, Diggs had 27 snaps last week. He admittedly said he's not ready for a full load. He just said, I probably could get a few more snaps. But, you know, we talked to him yesterday. He wasn't trying to play the full game outside. So, you know, and the thing about it is Diggs is more of an outside, and Bland was the slot guy on passing downs. Who are you going to put in the slot? You're going to have some inexperienced guys. You know, maybe it's ready. The guy they signed, you know, right after the final cuts, and we'll see there. But it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. That's a weak point for the Cowboys going against the Giants offense, with the best part of the offense is throwing the ball down the field to neighbors. You know, the good news is the Cowboys play a lot of zone, and hopefully they'll play a lot of zone and keep everything in front of them. But that's, you know, really the game within the game on Sunday.
Clarence Hill, All City Dallas, DLLS, joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Jaden Blue, inactive, kind of a surprise. I mean, Mozzie Smith, I mean, I don't know that anybody really was all that overwhelmed by that. But then, of course, now we're hearing that those two might be inactive again this week. And when Schottenheimer comes out and says, well, he needs to be more consistent, how much do we need to read into, you know, is Jaden Blue, is it a playbook issue? Is it a effort? Like, what are we reading with the guy that could be the one home run hitter you have in that backfield?
Yeah, so I don't think it was a surprise.
Okay.
Listen, we were at camp. We watched camp. He missed a lot of camp with injuries, right? Missed a lot of preseason game with injuries. And there's nothing that he did when he was in the game that jumped off the page and said, we have to have him on the field. Our surprise, our hope was based on what we saw from the draft and his draft position and what we saw at Texas. But there's nothing that we've seen since he's been there that said, we got to have that guy on the field. It's all about the potential of what he thinks he can be, because of what he did at Texas, because of where he was drafted. So, young back, rookie back, you know, we talked about going into camp. You know, there were questions about his professionalism and how he approached the game, and he used that as motivation. I'm going to show you when I get to camp. And they tacitly talked about it. You know, they didn't really come out and say it. But there were questions about all of that, and I think that's all part of the equation here. You're a rookie. You miss time. When you're on the field, it's about the 11 guys, not just about you. And can you pass protect? Can you do the things? Are you going to do the right? Can we trust you? You know, and those sort of things. So it's certainly not time to give up on Blues, you know, and he's going to be a part of this offense. But it's early in the season. Let him get his legs under him, and let's see. As far as Mozzie, who's surprised? You know, the reason why you get Clinton Clark is because Mozzie was a disappointment. You were the first-round pick to fix the run, and now you're trading – Micah Parsons, and what you highlight is a guy that can fix the run, you know, and then the fact that he's a healthy scratch, you know, your first round pick is not even a backup. Man, that just tells you that we're talking about a guy that's basically cut, still on the roster, but he has a guaranteed contract, you know, so you're not going to cut him because you have to pay him anyway, but yeah, this is looks like the end of the road with the Cowboys with Mozzie Smith.
Clarence, what was your read on the offensive line in their week one performance against a, we thought, pretty good Eagles D-line? Obviously, Jalen Carter gets ejected before the game starts. They're no easy feat in week two going against the New York Giants defensive line. What'd you think of Booker, Guyton, Steele, some of the guys with some question marks over their head, obviously, with Booker being a rookie? How do you think they fared, and kind of what are the coaches saying after that week one performance?
Oh, yeah, let's be honest. They played better than expected, and that's kind of where we are, right? Mm-hmm. They played better than expected because people didn't – there were low expectations, especially with Tyler Guyton, who had missed all of camp and was and struggled as a rookie. So they played better than expected. And so, and you know, it did help that Jalen Carter wasn't there. They did change their blocking scheme, so they did have a plan for Jalen Carter. And the fact that he wasn't there changed up and helped them with their running game. But, you know, it's a 16 game – I mean, I'm sorry, 17 game season. Let's see it all play out. But, yeah, they had a good first outing, but they got to continue that.
Clarence, and look, we could sit and watch video all day and depict however we want to. Bottom line, George Pickens, 3 catches, 30 yards. What are you hearing from coach, and what are you seeing as far as, you know, is he going to be a bigger part of the game plan on Sunday?
You know, the funny thing is, if CD catches those balls, we're not talking about Pickens.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, maybe just the fact he only had 3 catches, 30 yards as far. Okay, I mean, not like in a bad way, but just.
How many did we expect him to have, though? I mean, CD is the number one receiver here. He's going to get the bucket of load, as you saw.
True.
And he's going to get the bucket of targets, as has been the case since he showed up. And you, what you like is the big plays that you got from Pickens. The first pass down the field on opening drive.
You did have the pass interference.
Passing, though, that's what you want from Pickens.
Yeah.
And then even on the final drive, at the big third down conversion to catch, he's a big guy to make those tough catches. You know, if CD catches the ball, you know, it's a good start for the team, you know. And I think that the pass is going to come from Pickens. They're going to get him more balls and more targets. But you look at how the Eagles played him, you have to take advantage of the matchups. And CD was open.
Yeah, he was.
You know, most of those passes CD were not forced. They were open. And
No, they absolutely were.
Yeah, so they were open. And so it's hard to – if he catches the ball and Ferguson catches
– At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
But turns out, as you should have caught,
yeah.
You know, you can't be mad at the pass distribution. And Pickens is not mad at the pass distribution. He wants to win.
Clarence, I want to talk about some backup guys on offense. Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin at the wide receiver position, at the tight end position, Schoonmaker and Spanford. What do those guys in particular need to do to get more reps? And we saw Turpin being used more in the offense, but just in general for them to get more playing time, what is their path to reps?
Well, I mean, Turpin is going to be the inside guy. When you got the two big guys on the outside, he's going to got to work the middle of the field. CeeDee talked about that today, you know, how tough they're going to be. And when everything gets opened up and they talked about how the coverage were being rolled and the Eagles changed their coverage about the two guys on the outside, that's only going to open things up for Turpin and Ferguson in the middle. And that's what you want. I don't think they need to do anything else but continue playing.
Okay.
You know, that's certainly going to happen. And you know, we're not going to worry about Schoonmaker targets. I mean, when the tight end gets targets, it's going to be about Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And they did try to throw one to Schoonmaker, and they did try to throw one to Brevin Spanford and those things. You know, Dak's going to try to do the seam ball to the big guys down the middle, but we know who the primary pass catchers are, and they're 3, 88, 9, and 87.
You mentioned that Jake Ferguson should have scored the touchdown. What was our overall takeaway from his performance on Thursday? I felt like I was wanting a little bit more from 87.
No, you don't. You got to catch that ball. I mean, that's who you are. I mean,
right?
You're going to get hit. You know, you got to catch that ball, and that ball was catchable. And if he'd have caught the ball, he could have turtled up and protected himself from the hit. But that's a ball that has to be caught. That's not a tough catch. That's a ball, a tight end, NFL tight end, somebody who just got paid like Ferguson, who's has made the Pro Bowl, and we think can be one of the next great tight ends in the game. You have to catch that ball.
Get you out of here with this, Clarence. What is Clarence Hill watching from now until Sunday to get him ready for this Cowboys game? What injury news or just game planning news are you looking at before this game happens?
No, I think that they're gonna throw the ball up and try to take advantage of that secondary. So look for Pickens. Look for CeeDee, who's very motivated, who talked today about not sleeping at all on the weekend and being frustrated and wanted to make up for those drop passes. And so the Giants' secondary is the weakest part of their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so look for the Cowboys. There are going to be shots there to take and shots there to make. And look for the Cowboys to take advantage of that.
Fantastic stuff, Clarence. I know the people are already following you, but for the two or three that maybe don't know where to find your stuff, where can they find you at on social media?
X, Clarence Hill Jr., all run together. If you follow me, you get all of me. I'm not just a C-man, so I talk about a lot of different things. College football, social justice, whatever else. Follow me, get all of me. Certainly, I'm on Twitter. On Facebook at Clarence E. Hill Jr. Yes, I have a Twitter account. IG at Chill NFL, and certainly at All City DLLS.
Clarence, real quick, we'd be remiss, and our teammate Brian Broaddus said, ask our boy Chill his thoughts on Arch after 2 weeks.
You know, the funny thing about Arch, and I appreciate that, you know, I think it's been a disappointment. It's been a decided disappointment for a guy who's not a true freshman, for a guy who's been on the roster for 2 years, a guy who's cooked the right way. You're sitting behind a starter to learn. You're a Manning. You've been taught. You know, you've been groomed. You got the legacy. You know, the first family of football. To come out there and be nervous, you dirt your first ball against Ohio State, that's a disappointment, okay? And the so-called grimace controversy or the injury controversy, and people are getting mad and people are asking, is he hurt? Well, people are actually trying to give him an out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he must be hurt, right?
Yeah, you're hoping so with the way he's throwing the football.
The way you're throwing the football, you must be hurt because this is not the Arch. We've been sold and we're told that was the next great quarterback. And so we don't believe it's an ability issue. We don't believe it's a potential issue. It must be an injury issue. So people are trying to give him an out, and you're saying, no, he's not hurt. That's who he is. And if that's who he is, that's a disappointment. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah.
It's not about being nervous. It's dirting balls. You can throw the ball in the ground.
No, not especially with the way – I mean, like, again, you had 2 years to sit, right? I mean, most guys get a year, two, three, and you got, like I said, you got all the pedigree in the world.
Come and play and be more productive and more calm and not have those issues, you know. And it's not about reading defense. Some people talk about the great defenses that Ohio State employed. That dude got ran out the NFL.
Oh, your boy Patricia? Absolutely.
Yeah, that dude wasn't no great defense coordinator. He got ran out the NFL. And I tell you, our boy TCU had no problem with Bill Belichick's schemes.
Well, there's something to be said for
Bill
that.
Bill Belichick is a much better coordinator and coach than Patricia. So let's not do the excuses. And everybody keeps trying to make excuses. He had a bad start, and he can be better. See, he was better last year. You know, so that's what the disappointment is.
Never a dull moment with the one, the only Clarence Hill. Enjoy the football tonight, and we'll see you on Sunday at the game, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys.
Appreciate you, brother. The one, the only Clarence Hill. Shout out to him, as always. All right, coming up next, it's Blake Elliott's favorite time of year, 25 days away. Mavs. How's that eye looking? We'll discuss next. Don't go anywhere.
Which Mavericks star may not be ready to go for opening day, and which young guy made it back to the training camp roster? We'll give you all that information when it comes to the Dallas Mavericks. I know it's football season. We got Packers and Commanders on. Packers up 7-0, but basketball season is close. Right around the corner. October 6th is when the first preseason game, that is 25 days away from today, when we get some basketball going, start seeing some Cooper Flagg on the court, not just summer league stuff. And you see the roster start to get going. Obviously, you're not going to have Kyrie Irving out there until maybe January or February, but you're hoping to have the rest of the gang there. A lot of questions swirling, and I thought today was a great day to start asking those questions. We have getting back into the 2025-2026 Dallas Mavericks. Luka trade is behind us. He's on the Lakers. The Dallas Mavericks, how will they look in 2025? Me, I'm very hopeful for this team. Is it first time kind of talking about them, not in the off season, but getting close to season. I am hopeful this will be a contender this year. We'll go more on what that means throughout the rest of the months, but just saying this now, I think they'll be a contender, Fred Davis.
What? Okay, but get to the part about Anthony Davis. I want to hear the part about Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Eyeball.
Let's play the clip. This was Mark Stein earlier on the podcast explaining what Anthony Davis' status looks like.
You know, media day is now, we're less than 3 weeks away. That will be the first time we see Kyrie since he underwent knee surgery. But also it'll be our chance to see AD, who we know had this eye procedure. And based on everything I'm told, he's not fully back on the court yet. He can't be fully back on the court yet. So it's like when practices start on September 30th, will AD even be ready to practice at that point? We don't know that yet. So it's not just the potential of starting the season without Kyrie. You know, is AD going to be ready to go on opening night against San Antonio? I mean, October 22nd ain't that far away. So there are so many questions.
There you go.
You know, it's hard to... You mentioned the Luka trade being behind everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the only
it's not, but I'm just saying.
But it's not, and that's what I'm saying. Like it's this weird place that we're in, right? Because on one hand, we are past it, okay, in the sense that look, he's a Laker now. The NBA's moved on. We've now got a season that we're getting ready to start, where it's going to be all about Luka in LA. And of course, you've chilled some of that frostiness, for lack of a better phrase, here in Dallas by getting Cooper Flagg. And now he's got a, you know, when the eye procedure was done this summer, it was done under the guise of, oh, it's just something he's got to get taken care of. He's been dealing with it for a while, but he'll be fine when the season starts. And you're thinking to yourself too, like, okay, it's not a knee, it's not an ankle, like it's an eyeball. Like how hard can it be to fix it? And now we're hearing from Mark Stein that he can't be, he's not on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
May not be ready. It's just frustrating because when you're trying to defend this team and you're trying to... I'm in the same boat as you are. I want to see this team make a run.
You know what my favorite part of the show is? Jake's not there, but you know what my favorite part of our show is? Is me and you switch angles from which team we're defending back and forth with the Rangers. I was hating on them all year and you were defending them.
Yeah.
And now we flipped.
Full 180.
And now the same with the Mavs. I was like, this team can't be good without Luka. And you're like... Cooper Flagg and AD, I do not care. Luka, who? Yes, I'm ready.
Exactly.
Now you're like, we're not over the Luka trade. Is AD even worth it? Is he ready? Is this guy injury prone?
It hurts my case.
Okay.
Okay? It hurts my case. Because you say what you want, you have to have Anthony Davis if this team's going to be a contender, like we think they can be. This is a deep-ass roster. But I don't make no mistake. I'm googly eyes for Cooper Flagg, all right? Cooper Flagg is going to be a monster in this league. But if you're going to make a run in the next 2 years.
If you don't have AD for the first 2 months, what does it look like?
It's
worst case scenario. I'm not a night.
500.
500 basketball.
500.
Same if there are months, 500 basketball.
And you're doing with, and the thing is, at that point, you're doing it without your top two players.
Yeah, so you would have a lineup of D'Angelo Russell. Let's just say Klay Thompson for argument's
sake. Oh, Klay's starting. Oh, if you have no AD, Klay's starting. 100%.
Probably PJ and Cooper.
PJ and Cooper for sure. And then Lively slash Gafford. And here's
how confident do you feel in that? PJ Washington officially, by the team website, letting everyone know he agreed to that multi-year extension.
I think that, now again, let me. I don't want to be too Maverick-colored glasses on. I'm intrigued by that lineup.
Well, you just don't want AD there? I'm confused. What do you mean you're intrigued by the lineup? Just having Cooper and PJ?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying, if you're telling me that's what I have to deal with, I'm not saying, like, I'm not being like, oh, season's over.
Oh, okay. You're saying you're
like, if you tell me that's what I have to, I'm like, it could be a lot worse.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, that's what we've talked about with the Mavericks, is they have such a deep roster. You've got PJ Washington, who will probably be one of the best bench pieces for you.
And
when he has to spot start, cool. Yeah, Max Christie was going to be a high-level bench piece. Najee Marshall, high-level bench piece. Derek Lively or Gafford. These are all guys that start on a lot of different teams.
You know what you're going to get.
But I'd say 70% of teams, 60% of teams, it's their starting center.
Well, no. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a bad way. What I'm saying is we're having that same conversation again this year that we had last year, where the X factor is Derek Lively again.
He's not to me. He's not the X factor. You think he's the X factor?
Well, X factor in... If he could take his, I mean, look.
I think the X factor's Klay.
We thought he was going to, I mean, Klay, you know what you're going to get with Klay.
But you know that's what I'm saying. If he can defend, if Klay Thompson can defend well.
Defending squad. You know that and I know that.
I don't believe it. I just wanted him traded. But he, to me, is the X factor. If he can prove me wrong and defend at a high level and hit threes at a high level and be a nice spacer.
I think he'll be a little bit better than he was last year. I think that's your ceiling with him.
So you think it's Derek Lively?
I think it's got to be Derek Lively.
No, I don't think so. Because you have AD.
Klay Thompson's 35, dude.
AD is a little redundant with Derek Lively. I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn with that.
Without him, though. Like, this is like, at what point?
If Gafford is in there, I don't think you lose a step. If Lively's out for 12 games,
Look, we're not arguing the same thing here. What I'm telling you is Lively going to step his game up, is what I'm trying to say. Like, is this guy going to take a step?
If he does or doesn't, what happens? And what do you mean he's the X factor then?
If he steps his game up, now you can, I'm not saying you can live without AD, but it makes AD not, he's not the end all be all if Derek Lively become, I mean, dude, we took him 10th, 11th overall. I mean, at some point, like, look, a year ago, we were saying, this dude's shooting threes.
Well, I think where I'm getting confused is who I want to improve and who's the X factor for us winning a championship are two different answers. Who I want to improve for the long term of this youth, Derek Lively, of course. Derek Lively can be exactly how he was last year. I think this Mavericks team could win a championship. Well,
but you don't know what he was last year.
He was still played. It's not like he was out the whole season.
15 games?
He played more than 15 games.
20 max?
No, he played more than that.
Derek Lively. But that's what I'm saying. But I mean, what game outside of, like, he had that one big slam? He had a couple big slams throughout the course of the season. But I mean, Derek Lively was a non-factor last year.
He wasn't exactly what we wanted, but I wouldn't say he was a non-factor. Derek Lively played 36 games.
Look, I'm just Derek Lively to me, it was a wash of a season.
He averaged the exact same amount of points as he did his rookie
year. That's my point. It was a wash of a season. Like, we are in the same exact spot with Derek Lively going into 2025.
Growth isn't always linear, Frederick.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, this was a guy that we were talking about last year as somebody that was going to shoot. Again, we were told he's shooting threes. He's ready to take that next step, and he didn't.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that point. I just don't think he's the X factor for winning a championship this year. That's my only
point. Who's your X factor?
Klay. And you gave your reasoning that he's
Klay?
Old. I wanted him traded. I'm not saying I want him to do X, Y, and the third.
What do you expect out of Klay, though?
If Klay can step up his defense, because you have a very bad defensive backcourt. So I'll say Klay slash Max Christie, but I don't think they're going to get Max the opportunity, so I'd feel kind of dumb saying your X factor is your eighth guy off the bench. If Max Christie is starting, my answer is Max Christie. Whoever that starting two guard is, I'll give you that answer.
Yeah, okay.
Whoever you're starting two guard, whether it's PJ, he has to be able to shoot if he's going to be. And whether it's Klay, he's going to have to be able to defend. If it's Max, he's going to have to just do both of those things at a higher level.
I think we're at this point. Look, I looked at to me, Clay is in the Ray Allen stage of his career, right?
Well, then that's then the Dallas Mavericks should not start him. If they agree with your sentiment, they should not start him.
I don't think he should necessarily start either.
I mean, because you have a terrible defensive backcourt then.
Because Ray Allen was great coming off the bench. And yeah. I think that's the stage of where we're at with Clay's career.
I don't care how good your offense is. If you have Clay and D'Angelo Russell, and if you guys agree with Fred's sentiment, and if the Mavericks agree with Fred's sentiment that he's Ray Allen-esque right now in this point in his career, then you stand no chance when you play like Oklahoma City. No chance. Those guards are going to ether you game in and game out. I am all for Cooper Flagg, PJ, Lively, AD. The thing is, teams know they got great interior defense, but their perimeter defense is terrible.
No, he's going to have a rough go of it.
SGA is going to be doing what he
wants.
I'll
tell you what your X factor is. Who? I'll tell you what your X factor is. You mentioned it. Can Max Christie become a more consistent knockdown shooter?
That what I would love, because I already think he's your best point of attack defender.
Well, and I'll tell
you, love for him to add a little bit of muscle, but
if you, and we got to go to break, if Max Christie, that first month he was a Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Honestly, I need that to be
that. If you can extrapolate that across 82 games,
yeah, and more just efficient. I don't need you dropping 20 plus,
which would be cool, but yeah, like we're realistic about it. But if you told me that he was going to be a 14 to 15 point scorer and knock down 38% of his
40.
Bro, and play lockdown defense, now all I've got to have is and again, then Clay can become that Ray Allen guy off the bench.
Yeah. 25 days away, man. Dallas Mavericks preseason. I'm getting hype already, but we know what time of the year it is. It's football season. What's going on around the NFL? Me and Fred will break down all the stories so you're ready for the weekend in NFL Fan After Dark.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.